This is better than our respective parliaments. This is a heavenly parliament. Blessed name of the Lord. We want to salute the local pastor and the family at large. The local pastor has been our friend for a while. Amen. This time around, I brought my wife with.
Yes, no, ndauya nemudzimai wangu.
Just to make sure that I'm complete.
Kuti ndivene chokwadi kuti ndakakwana.
Bless the name of the Lord.
Zitara ishe ngarirumbidzwe.
So whether you like it or not now,
saka pangana usingazvide kana kuzvida iye zvino,
I will be at home here tonight.
Amen.
I will be at home here tonight.
Nhasi uno ndiri kumba manhero ano.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to his name.
And
when you are at home,
kana uri kumba,
even if there's something itchy here,
kunyange pane pari kuvava apa,
you're not having any shame. You go and
aunyare kukwenya, unongotanga kukwenya.
And when you're at home, you take your shoes off also.
Kana uri kumba, unotobvisa butsu dzako.
You don't worry about the attack on the nose.
Auna basa kuti zvichaita sei pakunhuwa apa.
You just take your shoes off.
Unongobvisa chete butsu.
And you enjoy yourself at home.
Unongoropafadzwa uri kumba.
Bless the name of the Lord.
Taraishe ngarirumbidzwe.
And when you're at home, pastor, nobody gives you time.
Kana uri pamba hapana munhu anokupa muganhu panguva.
Glory to his name.
Tinorumbidza zita rake.
So if I take four hours,
kana ndikatora ma hour 4,
we'll be talking of deliverance in this house.
Tinenge tichataura pamusoro perudzikinuro mumba muno.
Glory to his name. If you don't like 4 hours, we'll go for grace.
Kana musingade 4 hours, tinoenda kunyasha.
We'll go number 5.
Tinoenda ku5.
Glory to his name. Whilst we remain standing,
tichiri takamira hedu,
we will try not to take 5 hours.
Hatichaedza kuti tisaite ma5.
Amen. We'll take a short while.
Tichangotora kanguva
kadiki. Because we realize this during the week.
Nekuti tirikuona kuti pakati pesondo.
Thank you, Pastor, for the opportunity to have fellowship tonight.
Tokutendai mufundisi nemukana wekuti tiwadzane manheru
ano. Let's go to the book of John chapter 2.
Tiende kubhuku raJohane chitsauko 2.
And just have a simple fellowship.
Tingova nekakuwadzana kadiki.
On a simple subject.
Pachidzidzo chakanyorova zvacho.
That I believe you have heard before.
Chandotenda kuti makambochinzwa kumashure kubva kumufundisi wenyu,
maybe from the other wonderful visiting ministers,
kana kubva kuna vamwe vashumiri vanopfuura nepano vakanaka.
But tonight let's go to the book of John chapter 2,
asi manheru ano tiende kubhuku raJohani tsauko 2,
and read verse 3 to 5.
Toverenga verse 3 kusvika verse 5.
We will also go to the book of Matthew chapter 14 thereafter.
Tozoendawo kubhuku raMateo tsauko 14.
If we have found it, we will hear amen.
Kana tapa wana ngatinzwe amen.
Glory to his name.
Starake ngarumbe.
Let's read together then.
Ngativerengei tese.
And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus says unto him, they have no wine.
Zvino vakati waini yapera, mai vaJesu vakati kwaari, havachina waini.
Verse 4. Jesus says unto her,
Jesu akati kwaari,
woman,
mudzimai,
what have I to do with thee?
Ndineiko nemi imi?
My hour is not yet come.
Nguva yangu ichigere kusvika.
Verse 5.
Ndima 5.
His mother says unto the servants,
mai vake vakati kuvaranda,
whatsoever he says unto you,
zvaanokudza izvose,
do it.
Itai zvose.
Don't ask questions.
Musabvunze mubvunzo.
Don't reason it.
Musashandise
njere. Do what he says you must do.
Ingwa itai zvaanoti itai.
Bless the name of the Lord. So by God's grace tonight, we will speak on the simple thing, the power of the spoken word.
Or
the power of the spoken word. Let's read Matthew chapter 14. Bless the name of the Lord. Let's read 27 to 29. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying,
pakarepo Jesu akataura navo akati,
be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid.
Tsungai moyo, ndini, musatya.
And verse 28. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water.
Zvino Petro akamupindura akati, Ishe, kana murimi, ndirairei kuti ndiuye kwamuri pamusoro pemvura.
And Jesus says,
Jesu akati,
come.
Uya.
Jesus never said too many things.
Jesu anautaura zvakawanda.
He used one word.
Vangoshandisa zita rimwe izvi rimwe.
Come.
Uya.
And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus.
Petro akaburuka mugwa akafamba pamusoro pemvura akaenda kuna Jesu.
Our heads bound, our eyes closed. Let us God's blessings upon the word.
You bless
the word for us, my precious brother, please.
Baba, tinoda kukutendai baba nekuti matiunza mukati meimba yenyu. Tinoziva kuti Mwari kukunamatai chipo chinobva kwamuri Jehovha nekuti kuno vamwe vanhu vakanaka nevamwe vanhu vataifunga kuti ndivo vakakodzera kukunamatai asi havana kukwanisa kuwana mukana wakadai Jehovha. Baba madekwana anu tinokutendai Jehovha kuti muranda wenyu azarura shoko Jehovha. Zvakataurwa naBrother Branham kuti munhu wese akadzidza kuverenga nekugona kunyora chirungu anokwanisa kuvhura bhuku iri akaverenga. Asi Mwari panguva ino tiri kukumbira baba kuti mweya mutsvene uchiuya baba uise dudziro pashoko raverengwa iJehovha. Baba vangu vana venyu vauya mukati meimba ino vaine tarisiro. Pane vanorwara Jehovha, pane mumwe anotone chikumbiro chaverengwa pano Jehovha, pane veshe vane zvakawanda zviri kuvashusha Mwari, pane vari pamharadzano Jehovha vachaziva zvekuita. Vamwe Mwari mutsvene makanaka havana kana Ishe Jehovha chavachangaziva kuti toita sei nezveupenyu hwepano panyika Mwari. Asi Mwari tinoziva kuti imi Jehovha pakumedurwa kwechingwa Mwari vana venyu vanokuzivai Jehovha. Baba vangu tiri kukumbira Mwari kuti muranda wenyu chimisai parutivi Jehovha akwanise kuwana chipo icho chichikuru Jehovha chekuti Mwari mungovashandisa sehwamanda iri kurira mukati meimba yenyu madekwana ano. Baba tinongokumbira Ishe ivai nesu baba madekwana ano mutange nesu mungopedza nesu Jehovha. Tinokutendai madekwana tonamata nezita raJesu Kristu. Amen.
Amen. God bless you believers. You may enjoy the comfort of your seats whilst the two of us remain standing. Blessed name of the Lord. We once again greet you tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For we recognize there's no other name that is as powerful as the name of Jesus Christ. That name is so powerful that it never loses taste.
Nekuti arimbofara akapererwa nesimba
rawo. Never runs out of time.
Arimbokundwa
nenguva. And we say this name is up, it's outdated now. And say this name is outdated.
Hapana patinokwanisa kuti zita iri rapererwa nenguva risishashandi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We together my precious brother.
Tiritese hama.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are we together hama?
Tiritese hama.
Amen. Glory to his name. So this name is so powerful, eh? It brought us here tonight. Without this name, we would not be here tonight. We would not be reading the Bible tonight. We would not be shouting hallelujah tonight. But this name is so powerful. It took us from all the different places and it brought us together here. Oh yes, now we are under one identity, under the identity of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That makes us his bride. Whether you like the one next to you or not, he's your brother, he's your sister.
She's your sister.
We're going to be in eternity together. You better start to love one another then. Blessed name of the Lord. Don't worry what I look like outside. You are not seeing me. I'm more beautiful inside. I might look ugly outside. No, it's because your eyes are not good. Eyes never tell the truth. The prophet says right in this house, there are angels of the Lord right here. But the natural eyes cannot see
it. Here.
It takes the inside eye to recognize the presence of the Lord. So don't trust your eyes. Blessed name of the Lord. Amen. So tonight, by God's grace, let's speak about the power of the spoken word. The text we read of Mary here in John. Mary was reminded
Maria akarangaridzwa
that in fact the one that she was talking to,
kuti uyo wanga achitaura naye,
Jesus Christ himself,
Jesus Christ pachake,
was in fact the word made flesh.
Ari shoko raitwa nyama.
Blessed name of the Lord. So she remembered that I can't speak as I please to this one. Because he is the word made flesh. And then she never argued with Jesus Christ. She just said to the servants, from now on, if you were not following what he says, from now on going forward, start doing whatever he says you must do. Don't go to the scrolls and check this and check that. Take what he says. Because he's always on time. He never makes mistakes. He always does the right thing in the right time. Whether you like it or you don't like it, he does it because he's a sovereign God. So don't reason about this. Don't argue about it. Don't fuss about it. Take it and action it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And they did not have the wine. And Mary never said, he's going to make wine for you. But Mary says, whatever he says, just do it. And your needs will be taken care of. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Whatever the Lord says to you, even tonight, even tomorrow, don't argue about it. Don't reason it. Do what he says you must do. Blessed be the Lord. It might not be a natural wine you need today, but you might have a specific need. But what he says you must do, don't ask how. Don't say I'm not able. When he says do something, he has already seen you doing it. Take him at his word. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
When he says do something, you just do it. If he says get to the river, you're going to go over. Don't say I don't have a boat. Your duty is to get to the river. It will take him to let you cross over. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It's not for us to heal the sick. Our role is to lay hands on the sick. And the Lord will do the rest. We don't figure it out. We don't reason it out. Because you cannot figure God out. He's so big. He's so powerful. You cannot figure him out. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So whatever he says, do it. These people ask for wine. Mary says, do what he says you must do. The implication is, when you do what he says you must do, you will have what you need. Blessed be the Lord.
Amen.
There's power in the spoken word. The spoken word created the whole universe. The prophet of the hour says, God said, let there be light. And he never looked outside to see if the light is coming or not. The prophet says, after God spoke the word, he went back and rested. And he was relaxing, having confidence in his word. Can I declare quickly? He is the same God today that was in the beginning. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I am the Lord and I change not. So the same power that said, let there be, we have it in our midst tonight. It takes our faith to operate the power. Blessed be the Lord. Every star was as a result of the spoken word. Every piece of earth was as a result of the spoken word. Every tree we see was because of the spoken word. Every glass of water was because of the spoken word. Every bit of oxygen was because of the spoken word. Every chemical was because of the spoken word. Every light, every darkness was because of the spoken word. Every day of our lives was because of the spoken word. Can I also say this? Whether there's darkness in your life today, don't give up yet. The light is about to come. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And now everything that was created was created by the spoken word. Are we together, believers? And therefore, the same power that was there is the same power that we have today. If you can talk to the mountain, not look at the mountain, speak to the mountain, and the mountain shall be moved. But you must not doubt in your heart. You must believe in your heart. When you look at the mountain, don't only look, speak to the mountain, because there's power in the spoken word. Remember, people of God, tonight we are not mountain gazers, we are mountain movers. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let me quickly share this. Before there was a mountain there, God has already created the way around the mountain. Before you have a problem, God already has a solution. Which means, tonight, believers, solution is older than problem. Glory to His name. Just like life is older than death. It was life first, then death came after. And life has no death in it. But death has death in it. The Bible says, the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. What is that telling us tonight? Death shall die. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It means death has got death sentence. Death is for a while, but life is eternal. We are not of death.
Amen.
We are of eternity. We are not from below. We are from above. We are not here to stay. We have a better home. Zimbabwe is not my home. South Africa is not my home. Zambia is not my home. Harare is not my home. But there is a great by and by that's waiting for you and I tonight. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There is a place prepared. We are being prepared tonight for the place that already prepared. And the way we are prepared is by the word of God. Not by the doctrines and systems, no. But by the word of God. But the place is ready for us. The price has been paid. The debt has been settled. One of the days, this one, shall be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. And you will sweat no more. You will suffer no more. You will be hungry no more. Poverty will have no reason to be upon you. Because this one will be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. Then we'll usher into our true home. Here we are pilgrims. Here we are sojourners. But there's a better place for you and I. Across the bridge, there's no more sorrow. Across the bridge, there's no more pain. Across the bridge, is life eternal.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. God creates the solution before the problem. So the solution is older than the problem. And the God that created the solution is bigger than the problem. Believers, we serve a very big God. A very big God that is contained in this Bible, but is no more right in the word per se. He's not in Jerusalem. He's not on the cross. He's not in the grave. He's not in Kentucky. He's in the heart of every believer tonight. Glory to His name. This is a strange God. A so big a God. But He was prepared to make Himself so small that He can fit in the heart of a human being. Glory to his name.
Amen.
You see, believers, if you want to be great, you must see how simple you can be. If you want to build a tall building, you need to dig a very deep foundation. You can't go high without going down. So you must go down first so that you can go high. The height of the building is determined by the depth of the foundation. Blessed room of the Lord. You see, as message believers, we are not just Mickey Mouse people. We are the chosen of God. So when God looked from eternity, he saw different people in Zimbabwe. He said, I will leave this one, but I'm picking this one. I leave that one, I'm picking this one, because he's choosing the best. Don't allow anybody to tell you any differently. In the eyes of God, you are the best. You are not the rest. You are the best. You are not in jail.
I will see the rest.
You are the best.
You are Kanakisa.
Glory to his name. You see, he created the water before he created the fish. Because he knew the fish will need to swim in water. So he created the solution before the problem came. He created the skies before he created the bird. Because he knew when the bird comes, he will want to use his wing. And there must be a sky for him to use. And can I tell you this also? He has created heavenlies for you and I. Because we are the eagles today. And eagles will want to fly one day. And one of the days, believer, will do find the key to open this body, and then we will escape out of it and we'll fly as eagles. And when we fly, let the storm come. We will not run away from the storm. We will fly towards the storm, because eagles love the storm. We are storm lovers. We don't run away from the fiery furnace. We run to the fire. We don't run out of the fire. We run to the fire. For the fourth man is found in the fire, not outside the fire. Blessed room of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The fourth man was not outside. The fourth man was inside the fire. Outside the fire, it was death. But inside the fire, it was life. Outside the fire, it was unsafe. But inside the fire, it was a safety zone. Outside the fire, it was worries. Inside the fire, it was rejoicing and the praise. So don't run away from your fire. Run to your fire. Bless the room of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And every one of us have got our little fire somewhere. Don't run away from it. Don't pass it on to the next door neighbor. It's yours to show the power of God that I am the consuming fire. I can consume every other fire. Blessed room of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
You know, when these three Hebrew boys, believers, were thrown into the fire, they were tied. And they were lying down when they were thrown in the fire. But when Nebuchadnezzar looks again, they are no more on the floor. They are no more horizontal. They are not in the image of a snake. They are now standing up. Blessed room of the Lord. You know what God is telling us? Before we were born again, we were following the influence of the serpent. We were spiritually crawling. But when the message came to our lives, we started to stand up. Let me contrast this for you quickly. In the book of Genesis chapter 3, the power of the spoken word, God comes to a serpent, and the serpent was an upright creature. And God says to the serpent, from now on, you shall crawl. And the power of the spoken word, my brother, broke every bone. It changed the anatomy of the serpent from walking to crawling. But in the end time, it's a reverse for us. From crawling to walking, same power of the spoken word. Bless every name of the Lord. We are not crawling anymore now. That's why you mustn't come to church as a dog with a tail between the legs. As if you are defeated. No. Our Father is a king. He is a king of kings. So our tail will be up. And we'll be doing like this. Because we have a king on our side. Bless every name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to His name.
Amen.
We are not a bunch of losers yet. We have God on our side. Bless every name of the Lord.
Amen.
My brother, this spoken word, when the serpent looked at the mirror, the head was missing. The arms were missing. The legs were missing. The stomach was different. It was now eating dust. Whereas it used to eat fruit before. Because the spoken word, it changed the entire body. The prophet says, it broke every bone. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And now the people around us, they are looking for a missing link. But the messenger in the end time has revealed to us that the missing link, there was a being there before. But the spoken word took that one and it left a void there. Bless the name of the Lord. And only the spoken word can tell you what happened there. Because it's the spoken word that removed that creature there. So what it tells you tonight, don't reason about it. Do what it says you must do. There's power in the spoken word. Bless the name of the Lord. This spoken word can change your condition. Because the one behind the spoken word is the one that does not change. But he changes things. But he himself, he does not change. But he changes things. He can change your situation. Even right here tonight, he can change your situation. Whether we are young or old, we have somebody here who is a game changer. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
His name is Jesus Christ. He can change your yesterday. He can change your today. I don't care where you were headed tomorrow. My Lord can change your direction. He's a game changer. He changes things. He can change yours also. Take him at his way. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Remember the fishermen? They were fishing the whole night without catching anything. They might have had many desires. They wanted to catch a job. Maybe catch some money. But they caught nothing the whole night until the game changer came. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When the game changer came, he says, you are fishing on the wrong side. Throw the net on the other side. Thank God that Peter and them, they did what he said. And they threw the net on the other side. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Then the Bible says, they could not contain the amount of blessings. Do what it says you must do tonight. You will not have enough containers to contain the blessings. Bless the name of the
Lord.
Remember this Shunammite woman? She didn't have enough food at home. But when Elijah came from the presence of the Lord, he says, give me first the food. She did what Elijah said. And after that, she did not have enough containers to contain the blessing in her house. What about you and I today? We need some Shunammite woman tonight that will do what he says. And not doubt, not fast, not argue, not reason. Do what he says you must do. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to his name.
Hallelujah.
And what happened then, believers? The house was full of blessings. Even the child that was about to die, when Elijah came and she honored the word of the messenger, even the one that was about to die came back to life again, because she did what Elijah said she must do. You know why, believers? Elijah never sent him himself there. He was spoken to by God.
Oh,
my Lord.
Hallelujah, Mari wangu.
Remember that he was a river cherith. And God does funny things. He led the ravens to feed the prophet, because the homes were closed. And he decided to use the ravens. Stingy birds. And he taught the birds to share that day. But when the river ran dry, like it happens to our lives from time to time, sometimes our rivers run dry and then we start to blame other people. No. It might be God preparing you for a higher spiritual realm. Glory to his name.
Amen.
You've been at the river for too long now. It's time for you to move. Because God is not stationary. Holy Spirit is not stationary. It's a moving spirit. It's a living spirit. It's not a dead spirit. It does not live in one place. It lives in his word, of course. But it will take you from the river, my brother. It will take you to the house of the Shunammite woman. Glory to his name.
Amen.
Power of the spoken word. What brought Elijah to that river was the spoken word. And when he got there, he says, as long as God is alive, not a drop of rain will come down. Spoken word. He never went to the laboratory and mixed different chemicals so that the rain does not come. He never put a big umbrella that the rain must not come. He spoke the word, and for no less than 3 years there was no rain. Spoken word is powerful. Blessed name of the Lord.
Amen.
Spoken word changed the geography. Change, I, my Lord.
Amen.
The weather reporters got confused because the heaven intervened and their instruments could not tell the right story. They said, but we saw the rain was coming. But when Elijah spoke, the rain turned back, because there's power in the spoken word. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You know, here's the thing quickly. Elijah, at some stage, he got himself under a juniper tree. And he says, I must die. Blessed name of the Lord. And God saw that. And he sent an angel. And the angel never shook him. I move here. No. He spoke the word to him. He said, no, you're not supposed to be sitting here. What am I telling you tonight? Juniper tree is not your destination. Don't stay too long on your juniper tree and keep on saying, my problem, my situation. That's a juniper tree. It's not for eternity. It's for a short while. Recognize and do what he says you must do. And then you'll get out of the juniper tree.
Hallelujah.
Blessed name of the Lord. Look at Elijah, my brother. He went into the cave one day. And he stayed in the cave. And the signs and wonders happened. But he still remained in the cave. The storm came. The earthquake came. But Elijah remained in the cave. It's not signs and wonders that get you out of your cave. Blessed name of the Lord.
Amen.
Here's the thing, people of God. Elijah saw the signs and wonders. He heard what was happening. He could see. But nothing of those things was powerful enough to get him out of the cave until the still small voice came along. And then Elijah said, I'm coming out of here. I'm not staying in the cave anymore. Because in the first place, I was never a cave material. I'm a worshipping material. I'm a God-loving material. I don't stay in the cave anymore. I'm not a caveman. Can I say this to you and I tonight? Get out of your own cave tonight. Because the voice has spoken in the end time. Out of the cave. Out of the cave. Out of the cave. Out of the cave. Out. 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 Out of the cave. That's not your place. That's not your place. That's not your destination. It's not your place. Get out of it. This is your place. This is your place. It's the word of God. Get out of the cave. Get out of the cave. Tonight. Out. 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 Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You believe it tonight that God has come with the power to snatch you out, to pull you out of your pain, out of your suffering, out of your troubles. He's here tonight. You don't have to pay a cent for it. It's free of charge. He's already paid the price. Your job. Walk out. Out of the cave. Oh yes.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be the Lord.
Hallelujah.
When you walk out of the cave, brother, don't look back at the cave. Elijah never looked back at the cave. He never went back to the cave. When he came out of the cave, he was in a greater spirit. He was in a greater power, brother. Nothing could stop him now. Can I declare this? When you have him in you, you become unstoppable. Glory to his name. You are unstoppable. No red robots of life will stop you. You are so powerful. You cross the earthly robots. You are unstoppable. Glory to his name.
Amen.
The prophet of the hour says, when you have a piece of God in you, you become like him. When you have a piece of eternity in you, you become eternal like him. We are not earth bound. We are heavenly bound. Glory to his name.
Amen.
Can I remind you? Don't stay in the cave. Get out of the cave. Don't stay under Geneva tree. Get out of that tree. It's a wrong tree. This is the right tree. Jesus Christ is the tree of life. That's the one we need in our lives.
Amen.
Bless the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Tonight, we are not cavemen. We are world men. Glory to his name.
Amen.
Let me fast forward quickly. Remember, Lazarus was dead for 4 days. And Jesus never came. But after 4 days, Jesus came to show the power of resurrection. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come with me, people of God. When Jesus came, I'm shorting this thing. When Jesus came, He said, where have you laid him?
Hanzi mamuviga papi.
Because you laid him.
Ndimi mamuviga.
So tell me, where did you lay him?
Tuudze mamuviga kupi.
Where did you leave him?
Mamusiya kupi.
Glory to his name.
Amen.
Where did you leave him?
Mamusiya kupi.
Remember, at the home, he was a provider. He was a protector. He was a friend to his sisters. And when he was gone, there was chaos at home. There was death at home. There was sickness at home. So Jesus is basically saying, where did you leave the friend? Where did you leave the friend? Where did you leave the protector? Where did you leave the provider? And they went to the place of the dead. But Jesus says, this is not about death. This is to show the glory of God. That should say to all of us, stop complaining. God knows about it. Stop murmuring. God knows about it. Blessed name of the Lord.
Amen.
Just wait for the right time. And when he comes, he will change this. Blessed name of the Lord. I won't be long, but this jacket is too much. But I won't be long. Here's the thing. When Jesus came, he says to them, my brother, you laid him here. You know how you put this stone.
There.
So remove it yourself. Blessed name of the Lord.
Amen.
You are the one that caused nyaka nyaka in the church. So remove the stone yourself. Blessed name of the Lord.
Amen.
Don't start looking at the neighbor and say, the neighbor, this, the neighbor. You put the stone there. You must remove the stone. Jesus never removed the stone. He let the believers remove the stone. And my brother, my sister, there was no more argument between brothers. They were cooperating to remove the stone. Hand to hand, shoulder to shoulder, common objective, remove the stone.
Amen.
No more this doctrine and that doctrine. Now. There was no time for doctrine. It was life and death now. So they had to focus. He says, let's remove the stone. We're not going to argue. We're just going to remove the stone. Aye, my Lord. You know what happened there after, brother? He prayed. And he said, Father, you always hear me. And you know Lazarus was still in the grave? The stone was removed. Lazarus was still in the grave. So Lazarus was not brought forth by the removing of the stone. Blessed name of the Lord.
Amen.
When God removes some burdens upon you, it does not mean it's enough. You need to carry on and press on until you and him become one. Glory to his name.
Amen.
So when they removed the stone, Jesus saw the stone was removed. But Lazarus was still dead. And then he prayed. Lazarus was still in the grave. So even the prayer never brought Lazarus out. The prayer of Jesus Christ never brought Lazarus out. He was still in the grave until Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth.
Buddha.
Power
Simba
of the spoken word. Blessed name of the Lord. What brought Lazarus out, my brother? It was the spoken word. What raised him from the dead? It was the spoken word. Brother Branham says, he was rotten already. The worms were all over the body. But when the spoken word was spoken by Jesus Christ, every worm ran away. Everywhere, God scared. Brother Branham says, corruption knew his master. even with us tonight, corruption knows our master. Yes, we have a master tonight. His name is Jesus Christ. He masters all circumstances. Hey, my brother.
Amen.
You know what happened, sir? The messenger says his soul was already traveling for 4 days. But Jesus was here on earth. He spoke the spoken word. And the traveling of the soul was disturbed by the spoken word. Glory to his name.
Amen.
Brother Branham says, when the soul heard the name Lazarus, it turned back to the right body. It never got lost. It went to the right body. Because the prophet says, Jesus Christ, if he never mentioned the name, he would have had general resurrection. But he specified the name. You think when you are here, it's a mistake? You think when you are here, it's your intellect? No! It's the call of Jesus Christ. The messenger says, my brother, Jesus chose us before the world began. And here on earth, he's calling those that he has chosen. He doesn't call everybody. He calls the chosen. Before the world began, my brother, you were chosen by God. And when you came on earth, you landed in Zimbabwe. I landed in South Africa. But when we both heard the call, we responded the same way. Because we both come from the same place. That's why the Holy Ghost in you cannot behave differently to the Holy Ghost in him. Come with me, people of God. That soul heard the name and said, I am listening. I am somewhere. I am listening. I hear somebody is calling my name. We are called here. Not by any brother, not by any sister, but by the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why nobody can bring you in the church. Because if he brings you in the church, when he's tired of you, he will get rid of you. But Jesus Christ is never tired of his own. Because without us, he is incomplete.
Amen.
Yeah. So he needs us. You are needed. You are required in the economy of God. Bless the name of the Lord.
Amen.
The building cannot be completed without this stone. Without this stone. Without this stone. Without this stone. All the stones are required on the building. Have you realized something, believers? When you build a house, not one stone fights another stone. Not one stone says, I'm not supposed to be here. The stone follows the leadership of the master builder. And tonight, we have the master builder. And his name is Jesus Christ. There's power in the spoken word. Listen to this, believers. The soul came back, I believe, faster than it was going.
Amen.
Brother Branham says, my brother, the message in the end time is a very hurried up message. It's a message of emergency. The message is urgent. It's not maybe, brother, think about this, go fast about this. No. When the messenger calls, you just come, just like the fish in the net of Peter and them. Even the fish that did not want to come to the net, the power in the net was so much that even the fish were running to the net. Because why? Power of the spoken word. Bless every name of the Lord.
Amen.
Maybe the fish were saying, I heard him first. Step aside. I want to go first. And the other one said, I heard him first. I want to go first. That's what should happen with us. The message is urgent. And the prophet says, hurry up. Come in. If there's a visitor here tonight, hurry up,
Kurumita.
Come in,
Pinda.
Hurry up,
Kurumita.
Come in,
Pinda.
Hurry up,
Kurumita.
Come in,
Pinda.
No time to waste.
Afana pesa ngua. Amen.
Oh yes.
Ongu.
Messenger says now. There are two things happening. Two great things happening. One. Time is running out.
Nguva iri kupera. Amen.
Time is running out. The second one, he is coming back to fetch his bride home. He says, my brother, there are people today that are waiting for the morning. Because in the morning the light is coming. The Lord Jesus Christ is coming back to fetch his bride. But he says also there are others that are waiting for the night. They will miss the morning. I, my Lord, I'm not the night one. I am the morning one. Between 6 and 9, in that glorious morning, he shall come back and change this best house. Glory to his name. You know what happened, believers? When the trumpet sound, the dead in Christ shall rise first, and us that are alive shall be changed and meet up with those that were in the ground before we meet him. We must meet here first before we meet him there. We have no choice but to love one another here. Because you cannot meet him without me. I can't meet him without you.
Amen.
Bless every name of the Lord. So we better love one another with the love of the Lord. What he says, don't argue with it. Do it. He said to us, who's that guy that was asked to go into the lake 7 times?
Naaman.
If Naaman thought no one is enough, God's word would not be fulfilled. The leprosy will still be there. God said 7 times. And God never make mistakes. Even if Naaman thought I'm clever, 3 is enough, is perfection. God said 7. And sometimes, believers, what God says we must do, it doesn't look very nice. It does not sound very nice. It might be like castor oil, but it's good enough for you. You know what castor oil does, brother? It creates some stomach aerobics. And then thereafter, there's some serious bombs when you taste the castor oil. But after the stuff is excreted, you become healthier. You know why?
Say,
that thing that tasted badly, it was good for your health. Not everybody likes this message. But this message is not for everybody. It's for the chosen of God. And it causes some aerobics. Your friends run away from you. Your family turns up against you. It's some spiritual aerobics. But after a while, my brother, when you lift up your eyes, God is on your side. And then he says, I shall not leave you comfortless. I will send you another comforter, the Spirit of truth, that will teach you all these things. I will not leave you nor forsake you. I will be with you, even in you, and to the consummation of the world. We are heavenly beneficiaries. You know, when you in the corporate world, there's something called retirement funds. And there you must list the beneficiaries, people that benefit from your retirement fund. Can I tell you something? Our Father has listed us as beneficiaries. Glory to His name. And people that are trustees, when they look at the list of beneficiaries, they try hard not to change it. So if your name is in, my brother, and God wanted you in there, whoever likes it or doesn't like it, your name is written by blood. If you are in the hand of God, let no man pluck you out. Glory to His name. So tonight, we should say, Lord, we are happy to be in your hand. Because your hand is good. Your hand is safe. Your hand has got eternity. Your hand has got power. When we are in your hand, nothing can pluck us out. No amount of unbelief can pluck us out. No amount of suffering can pluck us out. Because why? We are reminded by the word, the sufferings of today cannot be compared with the glory that shall be revealed. Bless the name of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
We are not to suffer eternally. Suffering for a while, but they are good for us to humble us.
Amen.
Paul prayed 3 times.
Paulo akanamata
katatu. Remove the thorn, Lord. Remove the thorn. And the Lord says, live with it. Live with the thorn. For the sufferings of today cannot be compared with the glory that is to be revealed. Glory to His name. Let me say this to you. I'm not negative when I say this. But there are issues in your life and maybe in my life that you will pray and pray. And when God looks and says, if I remove this, you will run away from me. So live with it. Live with it. Glory to His name. Sometimes it's your brother. He's your brother. He's giving you nyaka nyaka. It gives you reason to pray and forgive.
Yeah.
Let's move. Time is against me. Here's the thing, believers. When Jesus says, Lazarus come forth, the Bible says, immediately Lazarus was outside, but he was still tied. You see, you cannot figure God out. Somehow the power was so much that it removed Lazarus from the grave without walking. But somehow he was lifted up by the power of the spoken word out of the grave. Glory to His name. Some of us, when even say today, I don't know how I made it. It's not you making it. It's the power of the spoken word brought you out. You can't explain it. You can't figure it out. You cannot clarify it. There's a higher authority. There's a higher power. The supernatural power brought you out. Bless the name of the Lord. You know, my brother, when he was outside, Jesus says, you put the stone, you tied him, remove. Remove all your ties.
This time,
Jesus stood there,
spoke
the word. Hey, I love this. When yesterday they were arguing, there was no more time to argue that. Jesus spoke the word, and they acted it out. The prophet says it was a difficult situation, because when somebody is dead after 3 days, there's a serious attack on the nose. And he says, whilst they were standing there, it was difficult. Others were closing their mouth, closing the nose. Oh, yes. The prophet of the hour says, it was difficult to stand this man. But Jesus stood right there, regardless of how Lazarus was smelling. How about you and I tonight? It does not matter how you smelt yesterday. When Jesus called your name, he was not worried about your smell of yesterday. He's got a sweet scent today of the word. Oh yes. Not the doom like we do in South Africa.
No. South Africa.
But the word
Asishoko
becomes our covering. We don't doom people in the message. Doom is for those that are doomed. Bless every name of the Lord. Are we together, people of God? So now, believers, nobody should look at another one and say, I smell better than you. Because we are all dust here. We all come from the ground. And this thing comes from the ground and is going back to the ground. Even if you are a doctor here tonight, I love you with the love of the Lord. But you are Dr. Dust.
Amen.
You are Dr. Dust, my brother. Are you
scared?
Yeah, you are Dokota. We are all Dokota here. Are we together, believers? Everyone needs to wash. We all sweat. So why do you think you're better than me? When we are both dust. None of us has got 17 elements.
Apana aripana nema elements 17.
We all have how many?
16.
Whether you're big or small. How many elements? Whether you have money or no money. How many elements?
16.
Oh yes.
Wongo.
Shake your brother, your sister next to you. Say, God bless you, my brother Dust. God bless you, my brother Dust. So we better love one another. God bless you, sister Dust. So we better love one another. Glory to his name. You want people to know that you are my disciples. You love one another. Glory to his name.
Amen.
There's power in the spoken word. Are we together, saints? One man said to Brother Branham, I'll never take that religion. It's so terrible. If your religion is true, let the snakes come out of my grave. He spoke the word. And then really when he died, the snakes came out of his grave. Because it's powerful what you say. That's why I advise the believers, even in South Africa, don't say to your child you are useless, because your words create. She will become really useless because there's power in the spoken word. So let's not say negative things to one another. Let's speak positive things. Glory to his name.
Amen.
Because with our words, we create. There's power in the spoken word. Bless the name of the Lord. One lady thought she was clever than Brother Branham. She says, I don't want your religion. And Brother Branham says, you must repent. And she refused to repent. She says, I will never even give it to my pet cow. To cut the long story short, she died. The other one became so mad. that she was going in her underclothes in the streets. Another man said to Brother Branham, never come here with that religion. Whilst Brother Branham was busy testifying to somebody. And then when he went to his own garage and was working under a truck, the car rolled over and it killed him. He spoke against the angel. At some stage, Brother Billy Paul was joking with Brother Branham. And Brother Branham went out of the house. And when he came back, he says, you know what? The angel was not pleased with what you said. Power in the spoken word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What raised Lazarus, my brother, was the spoken word. He never kicked him around. He never shook him like the Pentecostals do today. And they shake you when they pray for you. No. With the enemy, Brother Branham says, is under the feet of a believer. We should command the enemy. We don't even have to make noise. We command. Because he's under. Not above. Glory to his name.
Amen.
Who are you tonight? You are the chosen of God. Who are you tonight? You are the victor in Christ Jesus. Who are you tonight? You are the bride of Christ. Who are you tonight? You are the heavenly citizen. Who are you tonight? You're not just a follower of a man. We are a follower of Jesus Christ. And who are you tonight? You are the carrier of your Creator. Jesus Christ, in the form of the Holy Spirit, is in your heart. The one that created you is in your heart. And if anybody is carrying something else, it is called a carrier of that thing. So tonight, if you carry your carrier, your Creator, you are the carrier of your Creator. So who am I looking at here? The carrier of the Redeemer. The redeemed is carrying the Redeemer. The saved is carrying the Savior. The healed is carrying the healer. We are not just a bunch of people here. We are the chosen of God. So when we walk going forward, we don't walk with the tail between the legs, man. Even if your chest is flat, push it. Push it. Because why? Your father is the king. There's enough food in the palace. Push the chest out. Glory to his name.
Amen.
Have you seen some of these unbelievers outside? They walk with confidence. And us, we have him on our side. Why can't we walk better than them? We have the King of Kings. We have the Lord of Lords on our side. Glory to his name. Let's try and close then tonight. We read the scripture about Peter believing. They were in the boat. And inside the boat, there was no Jesus Christ. Who is in your boat tonight? Let me remind you again. A boat without Jesus is unsafe. Oh, yes. You see those guys inside the boat, brother. They were not riding the boat for the first time. They knew how to handle the boat. But they had a problem that day. Because they couldn't handle the storm outside. They could touch the boat. But they couldn't touch the storm. It takes the creator of the wind to calm the wind. Can I say this quickly? If there's any storm in your life today, there is somebody that can calm the storm. His name is Jesus Christ. And there's no amount of storm that he cannot calm. How did he calm the storm, my brother? Peace be still. Spoken way. Glory to his name.
Amen.
And then in this instance,
Zino panyai,
Peter and them, they were still revived.
Peter,
they just had a great revival. People were healed. People were fed. And everybody was talking about them. Hey, that's a powerful church. Things are happening in that church. Glory to his name. So they were carrying on. Hallelujah. You know when you are on fire, my brother? Even in your dreams, the hallelujah just comes. When you are on fire, my brother, amen, nobody pushes it out. It comes from within because you are fired up. Nobody says, say amen. Nobody says, say hallelujah. It just comes out because the messenger says something inside you agrees with the word and you refuse to be silent. Then you say something. Glory to his name.
Amen.
If you forgot how to say hallelujah, you will say amen. If you forget your amen, you will say glory. If you forget all those words, you will say But you want to say something. You cannot remain silent when you feel him on your feet, when you feel him on your hands, when you feel him all over you. You cannot remain quiet. You shout hallelujah. You shout glory. You shout praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
You can't control it. You don't worry about the next door neighbor. If he is sleeping, my brother, when you raise your hand, you'll elbow him. Elbow him, he will wake up. Glory to his name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
On the chin.
Then
he wakes up. He also says glory. Then the reviver carries on in the house of the Lord. Glory to his name. You cannot be quiet when Jesus has come your way. You cannot remain silent when God has come your way. Then you can say, my brother, it's no more me living, but it's him now living in me. It's no more my life. It's his life. It's no more my desire. It's his desire. Glory to his name. Oh yes. Oh, there's power, believers, in the spoken word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When you are fired up, my brother, you stand on your feet when the rest of the house is sitting. One time, a beggar came into the house of the Lord. And he came from the door. He went past all the other seats. And he came to the front where the big men sit. And those seats are written there. Reserved seats. But this man knows no order of the church.
Huh?
He sees an open chair. He sits on the chair. Imagine what he looks like outside. It's all kind of dirt. And as he's walking, people are closing their noses. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But he was not conscious of that. You see, when you're focused on God, you don't worry about others. Glory to his name.
Amen.
He came and sat there in front, brother, because he wanted to be close to the fire. And when he sat there, the minister started to preach. Every word he punctuated with amen. And the whole house was quiet. He was the only one that had a revival. My Lord. He had one man revival right inside the church. He had one man revival. And you tonight, as an individual, break loose. Get in the spirit. Have your own revival. Have your own revival. Whether you have money or no money, have your own revival. Have your own victory.
Amen.
Have your own tribulation. Bless the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Have your own hallelujah.
Itama,
hallelujah. Have your own glory. Have your own praise the Lord.
Itama,
why?
Say,
he has visited you with the spoken word. Yes, my brother. You are not alone. You are like Enoch tonight.
Enoch
walked with God, not with many people. And where did he start his journey, my brother? He started on earth, but his journey never ended yet. His journey ended on the other side. If you walk with God today, I assure you, you will start walking with him from here. But you will never end here. Your end is not here. Your end is on the other side. You go past the moon. Go past the stars. Go past the sun. Go past the zones. And you come into the presence of the Lord. Have your own revival. When we go home tonight, be a problem to your dogs at home. Be a problem to your cats at home. Be a problem to your family at home. What has gone wrong with you? What's happening with you? You tell them. Something has happened inside. Glory to his name.
Amen.
I'm no more what I used to be. I might not be what I ought to be, but for sure I have moved. Yes, there's power in the spoken word. When this man came here, my brother, he shouted hallelujah all the time, and they brought the security guards. I don't understand deacons. Our deacons are good. He brought the security guards. They said, this guy is causing disturbance. You see, when people don't have what you have, they don't react the same way you do. When they don't experience what you experience, they will not respond the same way. But my brother, my sister, the messenger says, this is not a group revelation. It's an individual affair.
Amen.
Glory to his name. You don't wait if brother so-and-so is saying amen. You will also say amen. If sister so-and-so says glory, you also say glory. And your glory comes a reluctant glory. No, it's not original like that. Let loose. Let God. Let go. Be beside yourself. And let him take over. Glory to his name. I don't have time, but you understand what I'm saying here, believers. That was David one day. He was facing the giant. You know, David overcame the giant before he released the sling. He spoke the word addressing the enemy before he released the sling. David overcame the battle at the level of the spoken word. He told the enemy, when I was in the forest, this is what happened. And now you are no different to them. I'm going to do exactly the same. So David overcame Goliath before he actually killed him. He killed him at the level first of the spoken word. Glory to his name. So when David released the sling, he was following the word that he has spoken. And that's why that stone had a heavenly navigator. That stone, brother, had an unfailing GPS. That stone was not wandering off. Going to this church and that church and that church. Looking for the right church. You'll never find the right church. It's not the right church. It's the right God in the church. It's not a holy mountain. It's the Holy God on the mountain.
Bless the name
of the Lord.
Amen.
Help us, Lord, tonight that we may have the Holy Spirit as our GPS tonight. That it can guide us. It can lead us. It can drive us. Not our own thoughts. Bless the name of the Lord. I need to close. And now when David came close, the closer he got to Goliath, the closer Goliath got to the grave.
Amen.
But Goliath never realized that. He was still boasting. Glory to his name. So don't worry about your enemy boasting at you. You are on the winning side. Whether he's shouting and boasting, you don't get deterred by the boasting of the enemy, because you have the whole council of heaven on your side. The whole heavenly armor is on your side. If God be on our side, who can be against us? Glory to his name.
Amen.
Let's make it personally tonight. If God be on my side, who can be against me? Let's say it all of us, one by one. If God be on my side, who can be? Bless the name of the Lord. Oh, yes.
Amen.
God is on your side. God is on your side. On the winning side. On this side, we score goals. We score goals. All right, we're saying the same thing.
Yeah.
Give God a hand for the interpreter. So you win your battle at the level of the spoken words. You see it, I must try and close. Here's Peter in the boat.
Petro arimuigwa.
And he felt unsafe in the boat. Because Jesus was not in the boat. Even if you are in the greatest palaces ever, without Jesus, you are unsafe. Bless the name of the Lord.
Wongo.
You know what happened? I need to summarize. Once they were inside, the Bible says they felt the storm, whereas they were inside. You think when you're inside the message, no storms in your life? There will always be storms. But make sure you call on the right one.
I
can deal with the storm. If he could deal with the Red Sea, he dealt with the lions in the lion's den. He can deal with your own
stuff. Amen.
Come with me, people of God. And once they were inside the boat, brother, and everything was closed, so the water is not supposed to be in. But they felt the wind outside. The outside wind shook the people inside the boat. And it brought fear inside. If you read the scripture, the Bible says the storms were so much. The wind was contrary. The wind was contrary. How do you test your strength? You don't swim downstream. You swim upstream so that you can put into action the power God has endowed you with.
Amen.
Here's the thing. The wind was contrary. Now the Bible says when they were inside, they could see outside. And you know what they saw outside? Jesus Christ walking on the water. They looked with their natural eyes and they said, "It's a spirit." You see, you can look at God and not see him. Just like this guy, Cleopa and his friend.
Cleopas ne shamari
yake. They spoke to Jesus Christ. And they said, are you the only stranger here?
Hanzi ndiwe wega
mutoro. Don't you know about this thing?
Hausikuzwa zvaitika.
Don't you read the Zimbabwean news?
Hauverenge nhau dzemuZimbabwe.
Don't you know what's happening around you?
Hausikuzwa zvirikuitika.
And they were talking about somebody that was in front of them.
Vakutaura pamusoro pemumwe munhu ari pamberi pavo.
So not always when you look you see.
Saka nguva dzese vanotaura hasiro.
Because the messenger says there's a difference between looking and seeing.
Hanzi pane musiano wekutarisa nekuona.
You look with your eyes. But you see with your heart.
Unotarisa nemaziso asi unoona nemoyo.
Bless the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Come, let me fast forward. Yes, I
see.
Brother, they looked at that figure. And that figure was Jesus Christ. But they put a different label there. You see what fear does? When your solution comes, you want to run away from your solution because you are scared. You are in a condition that's so terrible. Even when the answer comes, you see questions.
Ay, my Lord.
Even when life comes, you see death. Bless every name of the Lord. Even when the day comes, you see the night. And you ask somebody, how are you today? Have you got a good morning? You say, what's good about this morning? You don't see anything good. Help us. I'm closing. Here's the thing, brother. You know what happened now? Jesus never questioned them. He just addressed the content of their heart. He says, don't fear. Be of good cheer and courage. It is I. And there was a storm, which means the words of Jesus were traveling through the storm and they were reaching the content of the boat. Because what he said outside the boat could be heard inside the boat. And Peter, my brother, Peter is always on the go, eh? Some believers that cause nyaga nyaga in the church, they lose some parts of their bodies. Some ears go. Peter doesn't play. You don't come and cause nyaga nyaga in the church when Brother Peter is in the service. No. If you want to cause nyaga nyaga, check if Peter is around. If Peter is there, behave. Otherwise, you lose some parts of your body. Peter is always there, my brother. He says, from the boat. Believers, I think this is powerful. Peter from inside the boat. He answers somebody talking from outside. And he says, if it's you, Lord, you see, Peter doesn't want to just follow anything that comes. Any revival that comes, you just follow. Anybody with a new revelation, you just follow. Hey, we don't want a new revelation. You can't reveal what has already been revealed. If the door is open, you can't open it again. If it's closed, you can't close it again. You're going to damage the door. Bless the name of the Lord. You can't reveal what has already been revealed. That's why we don't believe in 8 messengers. God's number is 7.
Number Yamari is 7.
Not 8. Not 9. Not 6. 7. That's God's number.
Your number, Yamari. Amen.
You'll forgive me. I said I'm at home. And when I'm at home, I'm not even looking at the pastor. I'm looking this way. Glory to his name. I am at home. You can't say now when we are ready has gone far. We've gone so far. You want to take us back?
Quete.
You are a message delinquent. Glory to his name. Come with me, my brother.
And
Peter says, if it's you, because Peter wants to make sure. Not some of the believers, even in the marriage, when there's a first proposal, you say yes, no. First they say, is it God? Don't just say, oh, I've been waiting for this. Make sure first, is this God? I'm at home. Glory to his name.
Amen.
Don't just take and gobble everything. Check first. How do you check it?
Urim Themim.
The Bible, the word.
Bible.
Heaven and earth will pass away. But my word will never pass away. Let every man's word be a lie, but my word be the truth. Glory to his name.
Amen.
Everything else will pass away, but not my word. And that's why the prophet says, my brother, when he comes back the second time, he's not coming to a particular church. He's coming to his word. So if you want to meet him when he comes, you better have his representation in you. His word. Glory to his name.
Amen.
And remember this saints, if you have his word in you, he cannot leave you because he can't leave himself. Let's move. Time is against me. My brother, Peter says, if it's you, Lord, bid me to come. And I don't want to just come. I want to come on the water also. Just like you are walking on the water. I want to give you a word test. What you tell me, I will do. But I want to do it the same way you are doing it. I don't want my own revelation. I don't want you to use my own intellect. I don't want my cleverness. I don't want my ability. I want to do what you ask me to do. Exactly the way you are doing it. To be like Jesus. Oh, how I long. Just to be like him. I need to close. Time is against me. My brother, he doesn't just follow. He says, if it's you, bid me to come. And I want to walk on the water also. You know, Peter never saw anybody walking on the water. And Peter never walked on the water. He never saw Jesus walking on the water. He never saw animals walking on the water. But on this particular day, he says, there's somebody walking on the water. When they looked at him, they saw a spirit. But when he spoke, when Jesus spoke from the water, Peter recognized the voice, power of the spoken word. When Jesus says, fear not, Peter says, that voice is usual. I have heard that voice before, but I've never seen him walking on the water. So before I follow what sounds like him, let me make sure it's him. Because not everybody or not everything that sounds like him is him. Not everybody looks like him. It's him. Can I say this with love? Even if we wear the hat of Brother Branham, we will never be Brother Branham. Even if I wear his belt, I will never be Brother Branham. I wear that to admire the man of God. But I will never baptize in his name. He never died on Calvary. Only Jesus Christ did. But he was the man in the hand of God. He was the sign in the end time. But the main thing is the voice behind the sign. I don't have time. Let me move. My brother, Peter says, if it's you, bid me to come. I don't follow anything that looks like. Because there are many impersonators around. Even in the message. There are many impersonators. Others are trying to discern. Just like Brother Branham discerned.
And
they're trying to prophesy on other people. Just like Brother Branham did.
Aye,
my Lord.
Matthew 24:24.
In the end time, this spirit will be so close. If it was possible, it would deceive the very elect. But we thank the Lord tonight, believers. You are chosen of God. You cannot be deceived. Glory to his name. I'm trying hard to close. Here's the thing, brother. I'm preaching to you alone now,
mama.
Yeah, listen nicely, brother. Love you so much. I met you in town. Here's the thing, brother. Peter says, if it's you, let me come. Do you know what Jesus said? He never said, check what Moses says in the book of Deuteronomy. Check the scrolls. Check what this one. Jesus says, come.
No?
One word.
Come.
What are we saying tonight, believers? The word says, come. The word says, no argument. No reasoning. No checking this out. Let me go and study it and come from different angles. You're going to confuse yourself. The word says, come. The only thing you must do is to go towards the voice. You know what happened with Peter, my brother? He left the boat. Something that was made by man was no more good for Peter. The man-made boat was no more safe for Peter, because there was a better ship there. There was a better ark outside. It was Jesus Christ. So Peter forsook the work of his hands. He left what he made with his hands, and he went to somebody that made him and what he made, who was Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Glory to his name.
Amen.
So Peter had to leave the creation, and he had to walk on the creation towards the Creator. Come with me, people of God. The faith he had in his heart made him do that he never did before. And when people see you carrying the spoken word and not doing certain things that others do, they think something is wrong with you upstairs. But there's everything right with you in your heart. Because the God we serve tonight is a strange God. He works in strange ways. Let me fast forward. Here's the thing, brother. He got out of the boat. I love this, my precious brother. When he heard the spoken word, he never remained in the denomination. When he heard the word, he came out of the denomination. You know why? Revelation 3, verse 20. Behold, I stand at the door and I knock. You cannot knock inside. You knock when you're outside. So when you heard the voice outside, whereas you are inside the denomination, you could not resist the power of the spoken word outside. You want to meet him today? Get out of the boat. Get out of your own boat. Out of your own thoughts. Out of your own intellect. And come to him outside.
Amen.
You know, my brother, Peter never said, which foot must I put forward first? He relied on the spoken word. How he was to do it was not for him to figure it out. He just had to get out of the boat. Even if he was jumping out of the boat, or he was flying out of the boat, the main thing, he was getting out of the boat. How you came to the message, it does not matter today. The main thing, you are in. You have come. Glory to his name.
Amen.
Don't allow anybody to keep on reminding you of your yesterday. When they address you on the basis of your yesterday, you must tell them, you are talking to the wrong man. You are talking to the wrong woman. I'm no more that now. I have moved.
Amen.
Glory to his name. I might not have a chance this time to be here again. Let me try and finish. Pastor, forgive me. Here's the thing, my brother. When you have him in you, you become a proof of his residence. You want to know where God stays? Have a look at the heart. Have a look at the
heart.
Each one of us, we should be saying, you want to know where God lives? Have a look at my heart. That's where my God is. Glory to his name.
Amen.
Let's move, my brother. When he got out of the boat, you know what happened there? He was not holding onto the boat to get the balance. He let go of the boat because there was somebody with a stronger hand that would take care of him outside the boat. Bless every room of the Lord.
Amen.
And you know what, my brother? The messenger says the other brothers inside the boat, they might be saying, are you mad, Peter? What's wrong with you? You're in this storm? But Peter was not hearing any other voice. He was hearing one voice. Just like today, Brother Branham said, there are many voices today to confuse the children of God. But close your eyes and your ears from the other voices. There's one voice to listen to. Malachi 4, verse 5 and 6.
Amen.
All other ground is sinking sand. Only Jesus Christ is the solid rock upon all where we stand. Glory to his name.
Amen.
He's our anchor tonight. He's our everything today. When we are on him, the storms will come and they will hit us, yes. But we are so rooted on the rock that we cannot be moved. You can beat in this way, beat in that way, but you are rooted on the rock. Because why? Jesus Christ is our absolute. So Peter came out of a fallible thing. Came out of an imperfect thing. He was going to the perfect one. What God has made is perfect. What man has made is imperfect. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Peter got out of the boat. When he got out of the boat, he was safer. That sounds funny. But when he was inside the boat, he was vulnerable. Glory to his name. But when he got out of the boat, he was safer. And the Bible says he was walking on the water. Oh, my Lord. I want to tell you today, Peter was not walking on the water. He was walking on the spoken word that Jesus said, come. And Peter had faith in the word spoken by his creator. And he was walking on the word. At thy word, Lord, I'm coming. Glory to his name.
Amen.
No human being can walk on the water. It has to take the supernatural to walk on the water. You know, my brother, even the sharks on that day, they were confused that he has somebody that would have eaten yesterday. But right in this water here, there's some presence here that we cannot touch this man. When you have him on your side, you become untouchable. When he's on your side, my brother, you become untouchable. You walk on the water. Hey, my brother, every step you take, the word is under your foot. Every step you take, the word is under your foot. You are not walking your own walk. It's his walk in you. You know what, believers? We all know he was not conscious of the storm. We know that. You know, in life of Christianity, when you are about to have your victory, when you are the closest at your victory point, that's when you start to be aware of what is happening around. You become weak at your level of strength. When he was close to Jesus. But that's when he realized, hey, I'm walking on the water. But he was close to the right man. And then he forgot to look at the right man that called him. Because why, believers? Our God, if he starts anything, he is sure to finish it. If he said, get out of the boat and start walking towards me, he knows how you're going to finish the journey. But sometimes, when you are running the race, it's difficult. You have some cramps. You have some stomach aches. But I'm telling you tonight, don't stop until you get to the finish line. Don't you give up along the way. It's not yet the time to give up now. Jesus is close enough. Yes. If you could hear him, you must be able to touch him. If you could hear him, he must be able to get a hold of you. And Jesus Christ, that was walking on the water, is the same yesterday, is the same today, is the same forevermore. Glory to his name.
Amen.
Have you noticed something, believers? What was carrying Peter in the storm? It was not Peter's ability. It was the spoken word that drove Peter through the storm. Hey, my brother, don't run away from the storm. Get into the storm because Jesus is in the storm. I need to close with this. When he got close, my brother, look at me now. When he got close to Jesus, the Bible says he was beginning to sink. The Bible does not say Peter drowned or he sank. He was beginning to sink. And when he was beginning to sink, he was not like all of us sometimes when we don't want people to know I'm struggling. We carry on with the smile in the church. And things are bad at home. The cupboards are empty. Because you are proud, you don't want to ask help from others. Peter showed us the spirit of humility. When he was about to sink, my brother, he raised his hand. He says, I'm drowning. I'm drowning. The lifesaver might not hear you. But when you raise the hand, that sends a message to the life saver that that person needs my help. So when Peter, my brother, raised his flag, Jesus Christ understood that Peter needed help. And you know what the Bible says? He immediately stretched his hand. You know what it is telling us? Peter was close enough that the distance between him and Jesus was only the arm length. But it has that level when he was about to give up. It was only an arm's length distance. You're not too far from your God. He's not further than your heart's prayer. Glory to his name.
Amen.
Let me remind you, people of God, as the pastor prepares to come, your God is not in the grave. The grave could not contain him. He kicked the grave open. Glory to his name.
Amen.
He's not lying in Jerusalem somewhere. He's not even on the cross tonight. A cross without Jesus is a crisis. So Jesus tonight, he's not on Calvary. He's not on the cross. He's carried by you and I today. He's not further than your thought. He's not further than your faith. He's not further than your heart. Glory to his name.
Amen.
And when we pray, we are not praying to God beyond the clouds. We are praying to God inside us. Greater is he that is in me than the one that is in the world. Tonight, greater is he that is in me than the one that is in the world. You know why? He left the portals of gold and he came down. He left the trees. He left the animals. He came to you and I tonight. Glory to his name. I'm finishing off here, my brother. When he was drowning, sir, he raised his hand. Oh, yes. And the eye of the Lord So that his son was drowning. And Jesus says, let me do something about it. Glory to his name.
Amen.
Because he always answers prayer. It's just that sometimes we don't like the answer. But he answers the prayer. Sometimes it's no. Sometimes we wait. And we don't want to do that. We just like Sarah.
No,
go to the bond woman. And then Ishmael will come.
Ishmael
the greatest killers around.
Just
like Brother Branham says. If waited on the word, she would have brought forth Jesus Christ. But she did not want to wait. But this bride is prepared to wait. Bless the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Brother Jesus,
Jesus
took the hand of Peter.
Akatora ruoko rwa
Peter. Not the head.
Kwete musoro.
Not the stomach.
Kwete dumbo.
Not the legs.
Kwete gumbo.
The hand.
Asi ruoko.
Glory to his name.
Amen.
And when you hold him with his hand,
Pakambata ne ruoko rwa
Peter could not get off the grip of Jesus
Christ. Petro aisa kwanisa kubva pakubatwa na Jesus.
Even if the storms were boisterous, he was in the greatest hand. It was in the hand of Jesus Christ. And what about you and I as we close tonight? In whose hand are you in today? Whose hand is holding you? Because Jesus Christ is here tonight to hold your hand from the earth to eternity, from right here to where you have been before. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
We are not coming from here. We come from God and we are on our way back to God. Glory to his name.
Amen.
So what am I saying as the pastor prepares? Get out of the boat and not stand on the water. This is not a stationary job. When you get on the water, check the direction of Jesus Christ. You walk towards the voice. You don't stop for nothing. You don't stop for nothing along the way. Keep on walking tonight. Nothing should stop you. No amount of unbelief must stop you. No amount of doubt must stop you. No amount of hatred must stop you. No amount of sickness must stop you. Keep on moving tonight. The voice has called your way. You are following the direction of the voice. There is power in the spoken word. I love you with the love of the Lord. God bless you.